Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Here's Williams up top, eyes the clock, going to work on McMahon. Now to Burton, attacking the closeout. Right back to Williams from downtown. It's in! Oh, Gabby Williams! A big-time three! Back-to-back threes by the Valkyries, 74-67. Williams with 18. Kayla Thornton joining us. Hey, Kayla, Juice Mason. What more can you say? Nine straight wins.
I can't hear.
Uh-oh, can you hear
me? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, KT, it's Deuce Mason. Nine straight wins for this group.
Yeah.
How have you guys been able to put this type of performance together?
Just staying together. The teams that we're playing, they're a great team. This Washington team, they were hungry for a win. They're a great team. And you see how hard it was tonight. But, we tip our hat off on defense, and I think that's what the key is.
Yeah, the defense has been spectacular, holding another team to 69 points. That's been the average over this nine-game win streak. What has been working so well with you guys on the defensive side of the ball?
Just sticking to what we know best. And, you know, half of the time, defense just the will of wanting to do it. And I think our team, we want to play defense. So that makes all the difference. And, playing for each other.
I got to ask you about Gabby Williams. She had 18, 10 in the fourth quarter. How much has she meant to this group?
Great. She does everything, and her presence is just awesome. And, you know, we kind of just feed off of that.
Well, KT, it was great to be back home, I'm sure, for you guys after a long road trip. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
There's Kayla Thornton with 11 points in 27 minutes of action. And the Valkyries get the win tonight, 74-69.
R.C. Davis here with you following the Valkyries 74-69 win in Valhalla for their franchise record ninth straight win. Deuce.
Again, the defense just does it every time out, and it's been a theme all year long. They've always played great defense, but specifically now during this nine-game stretch, holding opponents to 69 points a game. And so you can get away with the fact that this Valkyries offense didn't get going until later in this game, but they wear you down. They take your stars out of the game. And I think another key thing tonight was their ability to contain Citron and Iriafin, the two all-stars tonight, combined for 18 points. Citron averages 17 a game. She was held to 12. So now we get to this point where over the last 14 games, Golden State has held their opposing team's leading score below its average 12 times. And when you can make life hard on the stars, you feel like you have a good shot to win the game. And then Golden State stars came up big tonight.
Like you said, defense continues to be the calling card of this squad, giving up just 28 at the half.
And you think about the last time these two teams met, they gave up just 49 in the game.
Yeah.
Outside the third quarter where Washington found a bit of a rhythm, knocked down some shots, Citron got going, they really did a good job containing this Washington team who, you know, is a really talented group. We mentioned they've got two all-stars in their starting lineup, but it was Golden State's key players, Gabby Williams, an all-star, Veronica, who had a good case to be one at stages throughout the season. I thought they were huge. And, you know, Gabby's shot making, of course, and the defense is always there. And for Veronica, it's just the steadiness as a distributor. You feel so much confidence with her ability to manipulate the game, whether it's getting that paint touch and the kick out, taking a big three late and knocking it down, and then making the plays defensively. That duo is a really special duo.
Not a great start coming off that five-game road trip you mentioned during the broadcast, but that first half 20-4 run got things back on track.
And they always say, and I don't know why it is, that the first game after a road trip is always the toughest.
Right.
But I imagine when you're away from home that long, and it's not like they had 3 days off before this game.
No.
It's like, okay, you get a little gap, and then you're back playing. It can be a challenge. And so they fought that off early, and they competed. It was interesting hearing Natalie Nicosse say before the game, too, that she thinks the defense can be better. And that's the type of standard she has as a head coach.
Speak.
She is demanding. She's like, well, I saw a breakdown here or there. Well, this group, more times than not, is doing a great job competing. And they had to fight through
and battle down low. You know, the size of Washington is no joke. When you've got Austin down there, she had 18 and 16 tonight. You know, Lauren Betts, the rookie, at 6'7". Iria Finn poses a legit threat with her size. It's tough. And there are some lineups that the Valkyries put out there where Salon has to battle down there. Thornton's got to battle. But that's what it takes, the team effort. And you saw that on display tonight.
Out-rebounded by 11 and still win the game. You know, Citron, the all-star, despite her nice third quarter, for the most part, kept in check.
And that is a huge credit to what Golden State does. They do not allow many gaps into the paint. They force tough shots. And I thought the other thing that they did well tonight is they defended without fouling.
Yes.
And that's a delicate balance with how physical Golden State can play sometimes. If the Mystics have success, they do their damage inside and they get to the free throw line. No team gets the line more than them. 26 times a game tonight, they were just 9 of 11 at the free throw line. So it was the Valkyries' defense dictating a lot of things in this game tonight and holding Citron in check.
Lots to choose from tonight. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Veronica Burton.
There you go.
I mean, the 11 assists and just one turnover. We're so used to seeing that. She has such a knack for taking care of the ball and then, of course, setting up her teammates. But then she hit the big three late. It was a deep one, too.
Yeah.
It felt like a massive one in the moment. She ends up with 11 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds, and a couple of steals tonight in 32 minutes. Zandalesini right back to Williams. 4 on the shot clock. Burton a deep three. It's in! If there's one thing certain, it's Veronica Burton. A big-time three. It's 71-65.
Next up for Golden State, the Valkyries play the same Mystics on Monday, 7 o'clock on 95.7 The Game, the Golden State app, the Odyssey app, search Valkyries, and our new home in Sacramento, ESPN 1320.